is K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, as his sweat was as it was great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he was rose up from prayer, he was come to his disciples, and he found them sleeping for sorrow. 46 says, and he said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation. You may be sick. Loud of faith, the word of our Lord shall stand forever. The blood still works. Still works. You know, in these days and times, a lot of blood has been shed. We know that blood was shed over in Arkansas the other day, and the lady that took off from work, she didn't know she was going to go home. But she went home and left a little 10-month-old baby behind.
Oh, yeah.
That's a family we need to, don't know the family, but pray for. Because as Sister Early was saying, we living in a day and time now that we don't know when, don't know where, and don't know how we're going to leave here. Amen. So we need to take life more serious than what we do. Because eternity, as the Bible says in 1 Samuel 20, chapter the 3rd verse, say, David say, ain't but a step between me and them.
Yes.
A step. Amen.
Amen.
It ain't but a step between me and them. 1 Samuel chapter 20, verse 3, you can write it down and you go read it as you come. We want to thank God for waking us up early this moment and started us on our way. He didn't have to do it, but somebody didn't wake this moment. somebody woke up and didn't have a roof over their head. We had roofs over our heads. Amen. That's so much to thank God for.
Thank you, Lord.
We had food on our table. Amen.
Amen.
We had a piece of car to get in to drive over here to church. New Jerusalem. Amen.
Amen.
There's so much you can thank God for. I know you're going through stuff because we all are fighting against something.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
But the blood still works this month. I don't know what you're talking about, but I understand all of us come in here to serve and worship the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't come look at you, and you didn't come look at me. I'm supposed to. But you come to hear about what the Word of God says.
Amen.
And let's look in this chapter for a minute. See, Jesus had already told Peter, and Peter denied the Lord. Amen. And Judas betrayed him for 30 pieces of silver. Ain't that right? That's the gospel now. Judas betrayed him for 30 pieces of silver. And he went to the Sanhedrin Council and to Alexander, all of them, and told them, I know where he's at. He's at the Mount of Olives. Amen.
Yeah.
And the Bible said, that was a little girl said to Peter, I know who you are. And that's the gospel.
Amen.
And he said, I don't know the man. He said it three times, didn't he? And the Bible says he began to curse. Now, I don't know what the word was he said, but he cursed. Ain't that right?
Amen.
But to say all this, Peter went out and rehearsed and saw for himself because he knew what Christ had told him the day before. He said, before the cock strike three times, you are going to deny me. Amen. Ain't that what the Bible say? And sure enough, it happened just like God said. So now here, Christ is asking him, if I go to John's gospel, Christ is asking Peter, do you love me? Feed my sheep. And he had just noticed that the day before that Jesus Christ knew that, because you can't fool God in no time. No, he knew everything. He know your upset, downfall, all that. Whatever you're going through this morning, put it in the Lord's hand. Now, this ain't something I want to preach, but this is what God wanted me to tell y'all about. The blood of Jesus still works. If you sang that song, it will never, never lose its power. Amen?
Amen?
The blood still works. And I know that you are under the blood of Jesus this morning. We all in here under the blood of Jesus. And we all know that things come upon us unaware. Jesus says it in St. John 16 chapter, the 33rd verse, say, these things have I spoken unto you that in me you might have peace. But in the world you're going to have trials and tribulations. But be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. Now, let us know that every day we live don't be the same day. It's hot some days, it's cool some days, but now it's in triple digits now, ain't it? But you got to thank God for the triple digits because we think about a couple of weeks ago that there were tornadoes going through all of Minnesota and Baltimore, all up there. But God didn't let that come through Alexander. You need to give God some praise for that.
Amen.
Thank God for what it is. Because it could be worse. We know it's hot, but God provided us with what? Air conditioners and fans and what have you. You know, thank God for what it is because, let me tell you something, it could be worse. We could be turning on the TV and a hurricane coming straight to Alexander and tell all of them. But thank God for what it is.
Amen.
Let's look back in the text. It says, verse 13,
John 16:13,
and when he was at the place, the Mount of Olives. Here Jesus is in the garden of Gethsemane. Now the devil had came to him one time, but now he's going to come back another time. See, a lot of times the devil not going to go one time. He might leave, but guess what? He'll come back unaware.
Yes,
am I talking to somebody here? He'll come back when you don't least expect him to come back.
Oh, yeah.
And he'll try to tear your house down if you allow him to.
Yeah.
But you got to put the blood over the door.
kind of like the Passover. Remember back in the day in Exodus 12 when Jesus said, I'm a sinner destroyed, but when the blood is over the door, it's going to pass over that house and go to the next house. See, we're under the blood of Jesus is going, and that is something that the devil does not like. He don't like you to be under the blood because he know that the blood of Jesus, it will cleanse us inside out.
Yeah.
Amen. And he had just told Peter over there, and he looked, he said, Simon, Simon. Now he said it twice. I don't want to word. Simon, Simon. That's in the 31st verse. He said, behold, Satan had desire to have you that he may sift you as wheat. That's what he said. In other words, Satan finna come and just do you away with. We is no match for Satan this moment. Satan is too much powerful for us to deal with. But by the blood of Jesus,
amen,
we can deal with Satan.
Amen.
Because it's something about the name of Jesus that makes us,
He said, but I have prayed for you. He said, now, when thou faith fear not, when thou art converted.
In other words, when you and God are together, and when the Holy Ghost come up on you, you go and strengthen your brother.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you something. Some people on your job may be going through hell and high water.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know how to go and encourage them with just a kind word,
mm-hmm,
you know, it don't have to be money, but you can say, you know what, I've been through the same thing you're going through. What is wrong with you? It's sit there and pray. That's what we sang the song, where this is the light of mine.
Yes,
and when you sung the song, you grew, this is the light of mine. I'm going to let it shine.
Yeah.
Okay, so let your light so shine that the world may see the works that God working through you.
Yeah.
God has people
will watch you when you least expect it. Especially those that are, you know, out of the ark of safety. They'll watch you just to see if you is a born again believer.
I
know I'm talking to somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? He said, but I have prayed for you. In other words, let me tell you something. The just shall live by faith.
Yes, sir.
Faith comes by hearing, Romans 10:19. And faith and hearing by what? The word of God. We got to hear the word of God. Don't let people tell me you ain't got to go to church. Romans 10:14 said, how can they preach except they be sent? And how can they hear without a preacher? How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of God, Jesus Christ, and bring glad tidings of good things. That's Romans 10:15. Huh? In other words, you got to hear the word of God. You do somebody come and tell you about no religion. You don't want to hear that kind of prayer because you already know your pastor and told you already. Look, the word of God will bring you from time to eternity. Not only that, it'll bring you out of whatever you're going through. Whatever you're going through this morning.
Put
it in the Lord's hand. He can handle it better than you can.
Yes,
he said something I want people to hear. He can handle it better than you can.
Man.
Now watch what he said. 41 said, he was withdrawn from them about a stone cast, kneel down and pray. That's one thing we got to have in our garment as Christians. We got to have a prayer.
Amen.
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 I don't care what you're going through, you've got to have, or either get somebody to pray with you. Where two or three are touching the ring, Jesus said, I am in the midst. So whatever y'all going through, whatever what y'all going through this morning, put it in the Lord's hand. He know the beginning of it, and he know the ending of it. And he got all power. I say he got all power in his hand. Remember I called him, he a walker. You know, because prayer will work. And he in church, I said, no, Lord, I'm saying prayer will work. If you believe in your prayer, you don't let the old folks say, if you don't believe in prayer, don't even pray.
Don't pray. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Grandma used to say that. If you don't believe in prayer, don't pray.
That's right.
But if you believe in prayer, pray.
Praise.
Because the prayer of a righteous man avails much. That's what James said.
Amen.
5:17, he flipped the parable of the righteous man, 5:16. A very smart.